1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy. With
first ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good morning and welcome to the AHN Arena in Peters Township and the WPIL Team Tournament Wrestling 2A Semifinals. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg here on the Visit Green County Warm-Up Show. Jason Tenets, our floor director, heading up our green sports crew. Brady Peterson on camera. Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. First up, the 3-seed McGuffey Highlanders take on the number 2 Derry area Trojans. The winner of this match moves out to the WPIL finals. The loser slides into the league's third place match. Both teams have already qualified for the state team tournament that begins on Tuesday. This match on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by the Claysville Area Business Association. Claysville Area businesses are winning again thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. By Saris Candies. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation at Advanced Surgical Hospital. By Quality Quick Printing. By Washington and Jefferson College. By McAdoo's Towing and Crane. By Visit Greene County. By Slovenian Savings and Loan. By CNX Dreamfields. And by the Hernberger Insurance Agency. We'll have more on the Visit Greene County Warm-Up Show here on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support McGuffey Wrestling. Stay warm this winter and mark your calendars for upcoming spring events in Highlander Country. The National Pike Festival, the weekend of May 16th and 17th, and the brand new Claysville Area Farmers Market will open in June and run monthly through October. Just like this year's wrestling team, the Claysville area is on a winning streak thanks to teamwork, community pride, and a commitment to excellence. Go Highlanders!
Saris Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Saris chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit SarisCandiesFundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Saris Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Welcome back to the Visit Greene County Warm-Up Show here on the WJPA Sports Network. Number 2 Derry is 11-0, coached by Troy Dolan, the Trojans champions of Section 8. Number 3 McGuffey Highlanders under Jared Roberts are 16-1 coming into today's action, and the Highlanders are the champions of Section 1. The other semifinal features the Burrell Bucks. The one seed, 15-2, and the, 500-time WPIL team tournament double-A champions, Burrell at 15-2 under Steve Ansani, will take on Laurel, making a first-ever Final Four appearance in the team wrestling tournament. Kevin Carmichael's squad is 17-3. Both of those teams won section championships, Burrell winning Section 9 and Laurel the champion in Section 4. We're back on the Visit Green County warm-up show in just a moment. In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Since 1978, Quality Quick Printing has been a single source for all your business, organization, and corporate printing needs. A full-service digital document solution center, high-speed digital copying, large format, design and finishing, direct mail services, and so much more. Call their print solution specialist to help with your next project, 724-225-9427, or visit qualquick.com.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or breakdown on the road. But if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
Take a look at the bracket and how our team's got here dealing with our dual meet. First of all, the number three McGuffey Highlanders, 45-29 win over Bentworth. Then McGuffey rolled Burgettstown, the six seed, 51-24 in the quarterfinals. For Derry, pretty simple work. 68-3 win over Highlands, a pigtail winner. And then the Trojans 64-6 over the 10 seed Greensburg-Salem. Greensburg-Salem, by the way, the only lower seed wrestler to win in the WPIL first round. Other than that, it was all chalk. Top half of the bracket, number one, Burrell, 51-20 over Southmoreland, then 51-19 over Best Center. For Laurel, it was a 54-16 win over Freedom, and then eliminated Jefferson Morgan, 42-30. We'll go to 107 pounds, and we'll get this thing started as we wrap up the Visit Green County warm-up show here on the WJPA Sports Network on Flow Wrestling.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans, the Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Welcome back to Peters Township's AHN Arena. 107 pounds, McGuffey does not present a wrestler, and so Mason Kiesecker of Derry will pick up the forfeit. We will get our first action once we get the scoreboard clock taken care of. And it looks like we have Blake Jamison for McGuffey and Patrick Bulger for the Derry Trojans. A little technical glitch here early on, and the colonel is getting that all squared away. Garrett Volcano on the job. So Blake Jamison for McGuffey, and again Patrick Bulger here at 114 pounds. As soon as the triangular scoreboard clock gets to where it's handling numbers, and looks like a little function control there. Looks like they're going to get that. We're close. 2 minutes up on the board. Although, there we go. Reset everything and should be good to go. And we are underway. 114 pounders for McGuffey and Derry, tying up just outside that center circle. Jamison up off his knees. Oh, underhook work there by Bulger. Front tie up for Bulger, trying to grab at the knee, and Jamison hard work there to get that right knee free. Bulger goes right back to it, and he's not going to lose it this time. The two scrambling at the edge of the mat. Jamison trying to run and get away, but he cannot. Bulger down around the ankles, and he gets the takedown to take a 3-0 lead. Escape for Jamison. Bulger a little stronger from the neutral position. Jamison tries to thwart that by taking a shot himself. Gets in on a single. Trying to improve that position. Bulger around the waist flops Jamison to his side for a moment. Gets him onto his side again. Jamison hanging onto that leg and loses that. Another takedown for Bulger to go up 6-1. Neutral work and fireman's carry. Nice dump move there by Bulger. He steps across the body, tried to keep the arm and pull it across the chest, but unable to do that. Three first period takedowns awarded to Patrick Bulger of Derry, and he builds a 9-2 lead. Leg in, powering on the near side arm, looking for a half to just kind of crank Blake Jamison over to his shoulders, trying to get an exposure, and now works a little further over to this near side and is getting a back count. Jamison, left shoulder just barely off the mat, and the period going to come to an end. Near falls coming for Bulger. Looks like three to close the period. So it's going to be a 12-2 score at the end of one period. Second period on the WJPA Sports Network.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes, man? Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromise in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Patrick Bulger with a takedown to start the second period, and he's built the lead now to 15-2. A couple of near fall swipes here for Bulger will end the bout with a technical fall, but certainly he's in a position where if he turns Jamison over, he wants the full deal, wants the bonus points. Stalling call against Jamison, who was just pulling the right arm of Bulger up over the shoulder and holding onto it under his chest. Bulger bars the left arm, now trying to get his weight where he can flatten Jamison out, and now going to run the bar. And this is a situation here. Bulger gets him perpendicular takes him a little further over. Hasn't gotten a back count yet. Jamison trying to sit up, and he's not going to be able to do it. Chest to chest. Patrick Bulger going to win this one. And a bunch of bonus points. It's going to be two for sure. Can he get the third bonus here by getting the fall? Jamison trying to rotate the hips and keep the left shoulder up off the mat. Bulger stepping across, folded both arms across the chest. Had to reload here, lost the one arm. And Jamison trying to get out of this and save a team point. Now Bulger works front, picks up on the head. And Jamison goes to his belly, saves a point, gives up the four-point near fall, and the technical fall, 19-2, comes at the 3:50 mark. Derry, 11. McGuffey, nothing. We go to 121 on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Tucker Main for McGuffey, Matthew Furnell for Derry. Shot by Main doesn't get in close. Shot by Main again and missed the leg, but able to get a solid grab on the arm. Gets the takedown and now trying to get a whole bunch here. But good job by Furnell to scramble out of that. Main way up over the shoulders. Pulls forearm, picks up near ankle, and now cradles up Furnell. Over to his back he goes. Deep cradle in here by Tucker Main. Left shoulder just barely off the mat. Somehow the left arm goes through and to the back, and the fall in 50 seconds for Tucker Main. McGuffey's on the board. It's Derry 11, McGuffey 6 here on WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Dylan Bateman presents for Derry and Clayton Ely for McGuffey, and Bateman already with a takedown just seconds into this first period. And now with a bar in, or loosely in anyway, elevates the legs, trying to get an exposure, and Ely can't fight out of that. Shoulders exposed, near falls coming. As soon as Bateman loses the hold, gives up the wrist, four near falls, 7-0 here in the early going, 127 pounds. Ely gets to belly down, but now his left wrist gets tied up once again by Bateman. When he tried to get his hips or knees up under him and almost put himself to his back. Team tournament semifinals. Winner will take on the Burl Laurel winner. The loser will take on the Burl Laurel loser. The good news for all four teams in this grouping, the 2A grouping, already qualified for state team tournament action. It begins on Tuesday. The third and fourth place teams will wrestle off for who has a shorter trip. But it's going to be a trip, and they'll go where they have to win twice to get to advance to Johnstown. Cradle in. Bateman has Ely in big trouble and now loses the cradle. The two scramble to the boundary, and another four-point near fall comes for Bateman, and he's opened up an 11-0 lead with just 18 seconds remaining. First period action. Stand-up attempt by Ely, but wrap around the waist and was tied up on the left side and ends up flopped down onto his belly. I don't think Bateman can get any further scoring out of this, but he'll take an 11-0 lead to the second. We'll have it when we come right back.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Second period underway. Dylan Bateman of Derry in total control. A takedown early and then 2 4-point near falls. And now we're going to get a stalemate call and come back into the center. We'll go from these 2A semis right to the championship and third place matches. Then coming up this afternoon here at the AHN Arena at Peters Township, it's AAA running the same format, semis and then championship and third place matches. Takedown for Bateman. He opens up to a 14-0 lead. One note about AAA, the third place match determines who makes the state team tournament and who doesn't. Only the top three advance. Burrow and Laurel are all square. They're a weight ahead of us, tied up at 12. Here it's Derry 11, McGuffey 6. Back count going, and this is going to be another Tech fall for the Derry Trojans. And the 4-point near fall ends the match at 3:15. The final score at 18-0. We'll go to 133 pounds, McGuffey and Derry, in just a moment.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Lane Ealy bumps up to 133 pounds. I'm sorry, wrestles at 133. That's where he weighed in. Cam Olson for Derry. Olson, great single shot. Head on the inside. Straightens up on his knees, and he has Ealy draped over his back. Now trying to improve that and get to the other leg as well. And Ealy in some trouble. Ends up on his wallet. Olson trying to get an arm up around the waist, and so far, no control awarded. Ealy fighting that off. Now tries to go to a funk, and when he let go around the waist, gives up the takedown. Cam Olson takes a 3-0 lead. And these two will come back to the center. Derry leading the team board 16-6. And both matches now wrestling at 133 pounds. Good to have you along. Whether it's on air, WJPA AM, online, WJPA.com, the WJPA Sports Network, NFHS, and Flow. Near falls on the chicken wing. 4 near fall points for Cam Olson. One of the huge changes in the way matches work with the 3-point takedown and up to 4 on the near fall situation. Sometimes it seems like candy at a parade. Points just flying around. 7-0 lead for Derry's Cam Olson. Lane Ealy gets to his feet. To right at the edge of the mat. Olson tries to pick him up and trip him back into the mat. Does a nice job to stay in bounds. Keep the clock running down to 20 seconds in this first period. Olson directly behind Ealy, now has a 2-on-1 on the left wrist. Ealy trying to fight out of there with 10 seconds to go. Olson trying to expose the shoulders again, and the count is going. This is going to be a full boat near fall situation at the buzzer. 4 more near falls for Olson. 11-0 after 1 second period on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support McGuffey Wrestling. Stay warm this winter and mark your calendars for upcoming spring events in Highlander Country. The National Pike Festival, the weekend of May 16th and 17th, and the brand new Claysville Area Farmers Market will open in June and run monthly through October. Just like this year's wrestling team, the Claysville area is on a winning streak thanks to teamwork, community pride, and a commitment to excellence. Go Highlanders!
Choice for the second. Olsen takes bottom, sits back, leans back into Ely, gets an escape. That comes not quite 20 seconds in. And now a takedown will end the bout unless Ely goes directly to his back. Of course, Ely can end the bout as well with a takedown and put Olsen to his shoulders, but so far, Cam Olsen has been dominant. One takedown, two, four-point near falls, an escape, and now in on a single leg. At some point, Ely, you know, you got to realize what is. You save a team point if you don't go to your back, even if you give up the takedown here. But Derry up 16-6 right now and looking for more. If Olsen scores the three-pointer here, it will end the bout, and boy, an arm up around Ely, hanging on to the far ankle, now trying to drop to a funk. If Olsen can get his left ankle free, the takedown will almost certainly be awarded by Kurt Kesnick, but good work by Ely. He's trying to turn in. Those two end up out of bounds. Extend the match. Things happen in wrestling that are sometimes inexplicable. And that's what Lane Ely is hoping for at the moment. Down 12-0, 35 seconds to go, second period. Olsen looking for an opportunity to get a takedown that would give him a technical fall. A little arm drag attempt. Drops to a leg. Ely draped across the back again. Olsen straightening up. Ely grabs that ankle, and this time it's Ely who almost got the takedown, but Olsen stays on that left leg. Awkward hold there. 10 seconds remaining in this second period. Ely trying to wheel around behind, and nobody's going to score. We'll go to the third period. 12-0 Olsen when we come right back.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Neutral the choice for Lane Ely. A little fight off takedown attempts in that second period. 12-0 leads a major decision margin at the moment. A little drag attempt by Olsen. Missed on that in the second and abandons it here in the third. Two wrestlers leaning into each other. 115 remaining, third period. We're at 133 pounds. We started at 107. Olsen drops to a single leg. Arm across the belly by Ely. Tried to post up outside the left knee and flop Olsen over that leg. Olsen hanging on with that single still, and now swapped to a double for a moment. Switches to the other leg on a single. Ely trying to find a cross face. Scoot around behind. He has a hold of Olsen's left ankle again, and that has been a way that Ely has countered several shots. And Kirk Kesnick says, we're not just going to let the clock run here in this situation. Stalemate. Back on their feet. 12-0 lead. Derry's Cam Olsen in front. When we went to the second, 11-0 escape in that second period. The only score. And now nothing 90 seconds into this third period. I would not have given this a chance to get to 6 minutes the way the first period went. Olsen stepping into Ely. Ely fighting that off. 15 seconds remaining. Ely now grabs a leg in the forearm, and he turns Olsen to the mat, to his back, and is going to get two and two, I believe. Yep, two. I said earlier, you'll recall, I said things happen in wrestling. There's a five-point move. 3-2, but it's not going to be enough. Cam Olsen wins a regular decision, saves the team point, does Ely. Derry 19, McGuffey 6. We go to 139 on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Lucas Barr for McGuffey and Mikey McNeil for Derry. And team score after our first five matches, four of them won by Derry. Trojans 19, McGuffey 6. A note on Barr, one of only four WPIL active wrestlers with 150-plus victories, picked up number 160 in the team tournament quarterfinals against Burgettstown on Wednesday. Barr tried to hit a headlock and slipped off the head. McNeil ends up down on the legs, but good counter there by Barr to scramble back around. Wrestlers right at the edge of the mat, and we'll get a fresh start. A minute gone in our first period. Barr and McNeil tied up. Neither, other than that one headlock shot by Barr that created a little bit of a scramble. Not much other action so far. Barr keeping McNeil pinned at the edge of the mat, and a stalling call against McNeil here. Maybe it wasn't so much that Barr had him pinned there, but McNeil wanted to hunker down out there. A little safety in that boundary. Barr walks into a nice double, hooks an arm, gets the half in, gets the takedown, trying to get near falls out of this late in the period. Late period points, always huge. Final 5 seconds, and Barr unable to use that half Nelson to get any more out of it. And we'll come to the end of the period. Lucas Barr of McGuffey with a 3-0 lead. Second period when we come right back.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Since 1978, Quality Quick Printing has been a single source for all your business, organization, and corporate printing needs. A full-service digital document solution center, high-speed digital copying, large format, design and finishing, direct mail services, and so much more. Call their print solutions specialist to help with your next project, 724-225-9427, or visit qualquick.com.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road. But if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
Just as our 139-pounders went to start the second period, there was a blood stoppage, cut on Barr's head, and gets that wrapped up, so a little extended break between periods. Mentioned that Barr is one of four active wrestlers with 150-plus career wins. The others, Bentworth's Owen Ivsic, Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon, and Santina Sloboda of Butler. Barr, by the way, with 160 wins, is 11 shy of the McGuffey all-time record held by Jeremy Hunter. Escape for McNeil here early in this second period. And now the two working neutral. Barr with a great shot late in the first that led to that takedown with about 20 seconds to go in the period. His only points so far. And McNeil pressing the issue, keeping Barr pinned at the edge of the mat. Drops to a leg. Barr sprawls back and then kind of bucks to improve his position a little bit. Reaches back, grabs the right ankle and trying to work toward the side of McNeil. McNeil still with that single in, and Barr knowing where he's at, but you know, with the boundary rules that changed as well, you better be really confident that you can get clear out and bring your opponent with you. Now Barr hooks on an ankle, and the two are going to be ruled out of bounds with 10 seconds remaining. Thank you, Phil Mary, and appreciate the WPIO Wrestling Committee. That's probably the committee that we have the closest ties with and have for years, and been able to partner with the WPIL on many, many things. End of two periods, 3-1 lead for Lucas Barr. His choice for the third. We'll have him when we come right back.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Barr starts the second period on the bottom, but 13 seconds in, he gets an escape that reestablishes his three-point lead. Difference in the match, Barr's first period takedown. 90 seconds remaining, 139-pound action. 2A team tournament semifinals. Burrell's and Laurel up to 160 pounds, and Burrell leading there 34-12. That's the 1-4 matchup. That winner and our winner meet for the championship. The loser of the Burrell-Laurel match and our loser will wrestle for third place. Once again, McNeil has gotten to a single, but Lucas Barr loves to wrestle counter. Now he's been able to pry McNeil off the leg, pulling on the right ankle, and a stalemate going to be called, and the two will work back to their feet. Now, Lucas Barr not one to panic. And at times, I think he gives that shot to try to work his counter work. Underhook by McNeil and a loose arm attempt there by Barr, who's called for stalling, backing up, and now a headlocks. It was just setting that whole thing up. The takedown for Barr puts him up 7-1, and the near fall count has stopped and started and is going again. Barr just barely keeping his toes inside the line. 15 seconds remaining. Now he's trying to sit out with his headlock, and his right foot goes out of bounds. And a four-point near fall. Barr, who's an eight-point period for Lucas Barr, and what was a 3-1 bout after two has gone to major decision levels. McNeil set on the bottom. Optional start, and Barr jumps on top. Does not want to give anything here. Trying to run with a Barr and potentially dangerous situation. And then Barr trying to find a way to get to something extra, but even if he got the four-point near fall, it wouldn't have mattered. McNeil trying to stand. Barr trips him hard back into the mat, and the bout goes final. Lucas Barr over Mikey McNeil, 11-1, major decision For McGuffey, team score 19-10 Derry. We go to 145 when we come right back.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Go to 145 pounds. This is the seventh bout. This is the match in the middle, the fulcrum, if you will, on the teeter-totter. Emmett Wolf for McGuffey. Will McNeil for Derry. 19-10 the team score now. Burrell leading Laurel now 39-12. They go to 172 pounds, I believe. Wolf on his side, and Will McNeil trying to turn in against him. Crossface gets McNeil's leg free, and with that, a takedown to take the 3-0 lead. 45 seconds in to our opening period, and we're at 145. Derry won 4 of the first 5 and now 4 of 6, but just a 9-point lead. A couple of technical falls and a forfeit to Derry, a fall and a major decision for McGuffey. And look back to that 133-pound bout where Lane Ely not only saved being pinned, he saved being giving up a technical fall. It was 11-0 after one period, and Cam Olson dominated that bout. And I would have expected that match was going to end early, but Lane Ely says, not so fast, radio guy. Ride continues here for Will McNeil. Legs in. He's just raking a crossface back and forth. And Wolf gets his legs free and gets free for an escape. But McNeil in on a leg. The two roll to the boundary, and they'll come back and get a fresh start. You know, I mentioned during that Olson-Ely bout that, you know, in wrestling, sometimes things happen. And Cam Olson looked like he certainly had 2 bonus points and maybe 3 and ended up getting none. But did get the win. Now here, Will McNeil in on the legs, and the period comes to an end. 3-1 lead for McNeil. Second period when we come right back.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Wolf chooses bottom, and McNeil says, give him a point. Gives up the escape, so it's 3-2 McNeil of Derry with the advantage here. Underhook by Wolf. Tries to drop and set up a toss, and then got his leg caught. Now scrambling on the other leg, and McNeil's going to get the takedown. You know, Wolf, not really a strong enough move there on the toss attempt and escape. And you'll see here he stepped in to try to toss, and what happened was McNeil grabbed the leg. Now the six to the count and an escape for Wolf. Now 6-3. But McNeil wants to work neutral. And Wolf, a takedown away from Tyna, tries a headlock again, tried to step in. And now, once again, Emmett Wolf caught up in a leg situation. McNeil trying to go out the back door, but he can't take his own left leg with him. And now the two end up almost in an awkward funk situation. And referee Kurt Kesnick says, that's enough of that. 42 seconds to go, second period. Couple of gift escapes to Emmett Wolf by Will McNeil. But McNeil has both takedowns, and thus a 6-2 lead. 30 seconds remaining in this second. McNeil working front tie-up. Wolf just trying to keep his balance there. Wolf backs out of the tie-up, or tries to, and it's another stalemate call. McNeil, Wolf to an underhook, tried to set up that toss again, got in trouble, gave up the second takedown by way of that, and now Wolf trying to throw McNeil past him, but now takes a peek over the shoulder, and we'll go to the third period. McNeil 6, Wolf 3 here on WJPA Sports Network and Flow.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Bottom choice for McNeil to start the third, and escape given there to make it 7-3. McNeil leads. Burrell and Laurel now 39-18. They're up to 189 pounds. We're a long way from that. McNeil gets to the legs. Wolf reaches through the crotch over the back, grabs a hold of the left ankle, and you better stay there and try to get your own right leg or left leg out from underneath. Loses the ankle now, and McNeil trying to turn around and face Wolf and get a takedown here that would give him a 7-point lead. A minute to go, third period, 7-3 lead for McNeil. Wolf still on his side, and now McNeil close to not only getting a takedown, but setting up a possible near fall situation. Arm off the back, and McNeil gets the three, gives up the escape, wants to work neutral. 10-4 lead now, and a bonus point available. Wolf trying to shoot for the legs. McNeil trying to backpedal. Wolf still has toes inbounds, but he is broken flat and trying to improve his position. He ends up at the boundary. Score is a 6-point advantage for Will McNeil. Has three takedowns and an escape for his 10 points. McNeil's 4 points all by way of escape. Bull rush by Wolf, and McNeil tumbles out of bounds. No takedown. Just 15 seconds remaining. McNeil has a bonus point available if he can score one more takedown. Wolf, little throw by, and Emmett Wolf going to get the takedown. Has not given escape yet. Wolf thinks it's he's a move away from tying the match, but he is not, and about will go final. Will McNeil, a 10-7 winner, regular decision, 22-10 Derry leads now as we go to 152 pounds on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
12-point Darryl lead, 7 bouts in the books. Victor Bonus, Jeremiah Guess underway. Toss attempt by Bonus, toss attempt back by Guess, and the two end up out of bounds. Pretty good scramble there. Right back into the middle. ...22-10, Derry leads McGuffey, Burrell 39, Laurel 18, wrestling at 189, and barring team point deductions, Burrell has clinched its spot in another WPIL team wrestling championship. Well, Bonus and Guess get back to the center. 110 remaining in our opening period. Great to have you along. pretty quiet in this gym with two mats going on, but the Burrow Laurel mat stopped for an injury, partly why it's a little quiet. Guess in nicely on a single, picked that up. Wizard by Bonus pulls him right off, and Bonus answers, and he puts Guess to his back. 50 seconds remaining in the first period, and Victor Bonus going to get a full boat of back points out of this. If he doesn't get the pin, lost the hold on one arm, and Bonus will settle for the 4 and a 7-0 lead. And all of that out of a really good leg takedown attempt by Jeremiah Guess. And now Bonus with a cradle. Knee up under the butt. And Guess trying to roll all the way across. And Bonus strong enough to pull him back. 20 seconds remaining in our opening period. Victor Bonus trying to trap the free leg, and he gets the fall. 1:44, the time of the pin. See here with that leg, the Wizard, the whip by Bonus, and then he picks up on the near arm, near leg and far arm, and he ends up with the takedown. And we'll go to the 160-pound match, Derry 22, McGuffey 16 on WJPA.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support McGuffey Wrestling. Stay warm this winter and mark your calendars for upcoming spring events in Highlander Country. The National Pike Festival, the weekend of May 16th and 17th, and the brand new Claysville Area Farmers Market will open in June and run monthly through October. Just like this year's wrestling team, the Claysville area is on a winning streak thanks to teamwork, community pride, and a commitment to excellence. Go Highlanders!
160 pounds in a six-point dual meet. Ewan Olson for Derry, Garrett Newman for McGuffey. And Olson going to get the takedown right at the edge of the mat, in on the legs and able to hang on to both of them. Laurel and Burrell go to 2:15 now, 39-24. It's a 15-point Burrell lead. And again, Burrell, barring team-point deductions, will be going to the team tournament finals. And the McGuffey-Derry loser will wrestle Laurel for third place. Escape to Newman, but as Olson had a hold of an ankle, kind of an awkward move there by Newman to try to scramble out of there, and he ended up losing his balance, went to the mat, and gave up second takedown. We're just now halfway through this first period. Olson had both wrists tied up under, now goes strictly to a 2-on-1 on the left side. Newman fights out of that, and the two end up out of bounds. And team score at 22-16 Derry. 5 wins for the Trojans, 3 for McGuffey. Highlanders have bonus points in all 3 of their victories, 2 pins and a major. For Derry, bonus points in 3 of their 5. And, you know, you can do the math, the difference is the 2 additional wins for Derry, both regular decisions. And the Trojans have a forfeit and 2 technical falls, so both teams have gotten 16 points in their bonus victories. Illegal hold called against Olson, locked hands, and an escape now for Garrett Newman. And just like that, it's 6-3 as we come to the end of the first period. Second period on WJPA and Flow Wrestling.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Olson starts on the bottom and is granted an escape, I thought. Board still shows 6-3. Yep. It should be 7-3. Newman in on a single attempt. Olson on his hips but trying to reach across. Had a hold of an ankle, and now Newman up on his head. Olson rolls across, and now it's Newman who can't get his leg free. Newman gets behind Olson. Olson trying to rip and run. Newman trying to keep his feet in bounds, and the two end up at the boundary And it is indeed 7-3, about 45 seconds in. 39-30, Burroughs lead now as the Bucks and Spartans go to 285 pounds. The final bout there. We have four more to go after our 160-pound matchup. Winners will meet for the championship on the Red Peters Township mat. The losers will wrestle for third on the blue CCNS Sarah's Candies mat. 7-3 count, second period, 50 seconds to go. To break out of their tie-up, Olson and Newman. Not much action after the escape and that little scramble action. Newman with a drag gets behind Olson but ends up out of bounds. Laurel gonna make it close on the final scoreboard. 39-36, Burrell the winner. But it will be Laurel and the McGuffey Dairy loser wrestling for third. Burrell will take on the winner of our dual meet. End of two periods, 7-3 lead for Ewan Olson of Derry over Garrett Newman of McGuffey here on WJPA.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Garrett Newman on the bottom to start the third period and gets caught up in a bar. The chicken wing turn, and Newman goes over to his back. Has already given up the full count, and now chest to chest, and the fall comes. 4:28, the time of the fall for Ewan Olson. That bar and a wing able to turn Newman to his back. Derry now opens up a 12-point lead with four to go. 28-16, Derry back on the WJPA Sports Network.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Already up 12 points, Derry sends Mason Horwat out to wrestle here at 172 pounds against Aaron Supler. Quick takedown picked up, and now Supler's shoulders exposed. Horwat just steps back across the hips to keep that situation. Now he's got to be careful of a back bow. Supler, the only thing Supler has on the mat at the moment is his right shoulder. Everything else is elevated by Horwat. Now Horwat works back around behind. Supler, a little turn in, going to get an escape. Three near falls for Horwat. So 6-1 as the two come back to the middle. Mason Horwat. Stalling call against Supler. Now this bout and three more to go. And Derry with a 12-point lead. They get either two wins or a six-point win, and barring, again, team-point deductions, that they would have the tiebreaker in their favor. Horwat in on another takedown, his second of the period. Just very slick. 172-pounder in the neutral position, now trying to drive Supler's head to his left knee, but Supler straightens that left leg out. Works to his feet. Horwat switches over, tight waist with the left, reaches up over the head. Grabs that forearm, wants to get off the legs, but keep control there. And now just going to give up an escape. Had taken a peek at the clock to realize he had time to do something more. Going to look, and now a stalling call. A penalty point awarded to Horwat. That'll make it 10-2 with 25 seconds to go. or what? Grabs at a leg and now works to the side, flattens Supler out. Third takedown of the period. I'll take it to 13-2. Horwat not going to get near falls here, but 13-2 after one period. And we'll go to the second, close to that Tech fall situation. And obviously Horwat looking for something more than that. Would like to get the 6 points if he can. Horwat will choose bottom position with an 11-point lead to start this second period. Hope I didn't throw you a curve there, Mr. Floor Director. Stalling call against Supler. Penalty point, make it 14-2. Escape, make it 15-2. And a takedown ends the bout unless Supler goes right to his back. And Horwat trying to set that up. This is a situation where, as good as Horwat is, he doesn't just want any takedown. He wants the one that puts Supler on his shoulders and try to stick him right there. Bear hug, trip Supler to the mat, and he does put him to his back. Horwat trying to get it all. Supler trying to roll on through. The match is going to end here in one fashion or another. And Supler going to get belly down. 4 point near fall will end it in a technical fall. And the time is 2:46, 22-2. Mason Horwat wins it. Tech fall makes our team score now 33-16 with three bouts to go here on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
Since 1978, Quality Quick Printing has been a single source for all your business, organization, and corporate printing needs. A full-service digital document solution center, high-speed digital copying, large format, design and finishing, direct mail services, and so much more. Call their print solutions specialist to help with your next project, 724-225-9427, or visit qualquick.com.
Brady Brown takes down John Turek and puts him on his shoulders very quickly. Just too near falls out of that. Looked like it had the potential for a bunch more, but boy, Brown just kept coming, and Turek couldn't back out of there fast enough. Got the left arm pulled across the chest, and now we have a blood stoppage as well for McGuffey. Need a win in all three. Need bonus points down by 17 at the moment and cannot win the tiebreaker. So you got to get 3 6-pointers to have a chance. The Highlanders certainly have their hands full going to these final three bouts. Escape given to John Turek after the blood stoppage. And once again, Brady Brown right in on the legs and gets another takedown. Push the margin to 8-1 and trying to tie a leg up and now just force the shoulders to the back. Brown's going to let Turek get off his back. 4 near falls awarded. Take it to 12-1. Hook that leg again. Flip him back over. And this full boat near fall is going to end this match and clinch the dual meet. 16-1 in 53 seconds. Tech fall for Brady Brown. Tech fall takes our team score to 38-16 Derry. We go to 2:15 when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Ty Blasco for Derry, Cash Main for McGuffey. The Highlanders bumping Main up from 189 gives them at least the opportunity to get Robert Miller a match, though that would have to be at 285. Won't have much of a break between matches here, though. The announced starting time for the two is 11:15 and 11:30, so we may get a bit of a break. But coming up very shortly, I'll start and get you a recap of the action here, but we'll not miss action that is happening at the moment. Maine and Blasco come back to the middle, work for a tie-up. Maine slips off a headlock, stalling. I think Cash Maine just got called for stalling. No. He tried a headlock and slipped off of that and ended up out of bounds, but we'll just stick right where we are. Maine tries it again. This time Blasco keeps his weight back. Front tie-up work by Maine. Get a good look right down inside there. Thank you, Grady Peterson. Two leaning on each other, edge of the mat, 50 seconds remaining. Short drag attempt work by Blasco, and they both end up out of bounds. Other match. So Burrell winner over Laurel, 39-36. So McGuffey and Laurel will wrestle for third place. And we'll talk about what all that means when we get to that match. Maine backs away, call for stalling, second time. And again, I'm going to go back to the first one. He tried a headlock and slipped off of it and then ended up out of bounds and got called there for stalling, warned for it, and now gives up a penalty point for stalling. Maine in on a nice single shot, picks that leg up. Blasco trying to shove it back to the mat. Maine running out of time. Blasco ends up on his knees, and Blasco can see the clock, and we get to the end of the first. Blasco 1-0 with the penalty point, second period on WJPA and Flo.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road. But if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
Second period underway, still 1-0. Now Maine gets to his feet. Maine with the takedown ties the match, underhook against Blasco. And Maine in a situation now because he's given up a penalty point. You got to really dig in here and not get pushed around, not get taken to the boundary. Two leaning on each other. 1-1 tie. Blasco shoots for leg and Maine sprawling back. Ends up out of bounds. Works a front tie-up. Now circles back inside. Blasco trying to drag him into the mat. And as Maine grabs the leg and steps into it, he has no more supporting points inbounds and therefore the stoppage. Down to a minute remaining in this second period. And we're tied 1-1, 215-pound action. And both of these guys weighed in at 189. Blasco in on a leg, trying to turn Maine back toward the mat where he can trip the other leg out. Now Blasco got out of the whizzer. Maine goes belly down and gives up the takedown. 4-1 lead for Ty Blasco. Forearm, near leg. Blasco trying to dump Maine to his shoulders. Gave up on the leg. Now works his weight up on top. Down to about 10 seconds remaining. And they'll just ride it out right there. 4-1 Blasco over Maine. Third period on WJPA and Flo.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Green County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Third period, an escape picked up by Blasco as he works to his feet and gets out. 5-1 the lead now against Cash Main. Main fakes a shot. Now he's going to circle, and Blasco trying to keep him blocked outside that center circle, but Main works his way around. Blasco trying to fight out of a tie-up, and now he's pushing the issue, and Main backs up out of bounds again. Shot by Blasco, tries to dump Main, and boy, Cash Main unforced backing up out of bounds. He's already been cautioned and penalized for stalling. That's one of those things that officials look for. You back up out of the outside boundary line without contact or without being forced to, just because the other guy's coming toward you, you end up, that's a telltale sign. Blasco underhooks, and Main backing up once again. And Blasco and a stalling call had to come. And, I mean, just what it is, you can't just back up, even if the other guy's trying to get to you. Main with a shot right at the whistle, but didn't get there. Derry leading the team board 38-16, wrestling at 215 pounds. Trojans won four of the first five. McGuffey got to within 22-16 after eight waits, but tech fall for Derry since then has clinched the dual meet and put the Trojans to take on the Bucks 1-2 in the championship matchup. 3-4 will wrestle for third place. 20 seconds to go, third period. It's a 6-1 lead for Ty Blasco of Derry. Trojans will be in a situation with a win here. We'll have won five of the last six bouts that we have had wrestled. Dominant performance for the Trojans. Up 38-16 at the moment, and at least a three-point regular decision, barring something outstanding by Cash. Main tries a headlock, doesn't get there. Looked like he was going to get the takedown to Blasco, but did not, and the bout comes to an end. Ty Blasco over Cash Main 6-1. Derry 41, McGuffey 16. We're back for 285 here on WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And we go to 285 and will not have a match. Justin Papuga will win by forfeit, and that will set our final score. This dual meet starting and ending by way of forfeit. Derry 47, McGuffey 16. Let's get you a quick recap. Mason Kiesecker wins by forfeit to open the dual meet. Tech fall for Patrick Bulger, 19-2 at the 350 mark. Winner over Blake Jamison. Derry led 11-0. Tucker Main with a first-minute pin over Matthew Fernell. 50 seconds the time of the fall. McGuffey to within five, the closest the Highlanders would be the rest of the way. Technical fall for Dylan Bateman. Shutout win over Clayton Ely, 18-0, coming at the 3:15 mark. And then a regular decision for Cam Olson, 12-5. He led 11-0 after one. Looked like bonus points coming there for sure, but not to be. 12-5 the final. Derry led 19-6. The major decision for Lucas Barr brought the Highlanders to within 19-10, an 11-1 win over Mikey McNeil. Big third period there for a bar, an eight-point period to get them the major decision. But Will McNeil got three of those 4 points back. He beat Emmett Wolf 10-7. Victor Bonus with a first-period pin for McGuffey at 152 pounds, a minute 44 the time of the fall over Jeremiah Guess, brought McGuffey as close as they would get, 22-16. And then the Derry Trojans won the rest of the way out. fall for Ewan Olson over Garrett Newman in 428. Tech fall for Mason Horwath over Aaron Supler 22-2 at the 246 mark. Technical fall for Brady Brown over John Turek, 16-1 the score, 53 seconds the time. Regular decision for Ty Blasco over Cash Main, 6-1, and Justin Papuga, a winner by forfeit at 285. Your final score, Derry 47, McGuffey 16. We'll wrap up this semifinal broadcast. We come back on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
And the official score did credit the takedown to Ty Blasco there late against Cash Main. I'm adamant that the referee waved the takedown off, gave it, and then waved it right off. But the board has it, therefore a major decision for Blasco, and that changes our final score at to Derry 48, McGuffey 16. This match on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling has been brought to you by the Hernberger Insurance Agency, by CNX Dream Fields, by Slovenian Savings and Loan, by Visit Green County, by McAdoo's Towing and Crane, and by Washington and Jefferson College. Coverage also brought to you by Quality Quick Printing, Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital, First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Green County, by Sarah's Candies, by the Claysville Area Business Association, by the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Coming up shortly here at Peters Township, Derry heads to the 2A finals while McGuffey wrestles for third place in that 2A bracket. Thanks to both head coaches, to Athletic Director Brian Geyer, Assistant Justin Piles, and the crew here at Peters Township, and to the WPIL Wrestling Committee. For our floor director, Jason Tennant, Grady Peterson on camera, Jacob Knisner in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us here on Pennsylvania's Radio Sports Leader. In the WPIL 2A Team Wrestling Tournament semifinals, it was Derry 48, McGuffey 16. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on Flow Wrestling.